kings of disaster. Let him in constancy follow the master.
I lie down before you and cradled in the love of Jesus, I'll find security.
The book of Exodus, Exodus 19, and I want us to have a look at verses 1 to 6 of Exodus 19 and verses 1 to 6. And I'm calling our teaching today, "The Spirit is teaching us to fly now." The Spirit is teaching us to fly now. Now, I'm basing this portion of scripture where it speaks of Israel on Mount Sinai. And we take it up from chapter 19, verse 1, and it says, "In the third month after the children of Israel had gone out of the land of Egypt, on the same day they came to the wilderness of Sinai, and they had departed from Rephidim, and had come to the wilderness of Sinai, and camped in the wilderness. So Israel camped there before the mountain. And Moses went up to God, and the Lord called him from the mountain, saying, 'Thus you shall say to the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel, you have seen what I did to the Egyptians, and how I bore you on eagle's wings, and brought you to myself. Now therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be a special treasure to me above all people, for all the earth is mine. And you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which you shall speak to the children of Israel.'" And so Moses comes down from the mount, and there he shares with the elders and the children of Israel. Now, we note that he says here to them in verse 4, and this is where I'm taking a lot of our teaching today, "You have seen what I did to the Egyptians and how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself." Now, that is an important statement. Although it's a metaphor, what the Lord is referring to, yet that is very important, because we see how God miraculously brought a nation, a whole nation, out of bondage under tyranny and brought them out into the wilderness. And he describes them like an eagle, how he does this. And this is why I'm calling our teaching today, "The Spirit is teaching us to fly now." Now, there has to come a time when we start to fly and eventually move out of the nest. When you remain in the nest, there are two major hindrances that can restrict. And the two major hindrances is the nest and being fed. Now, let's just look briefly at a nest of an eagle. I know I've taught much on this over the years, but I felt that the Spirit was leading me back to this to help and exhort you in understanding these metaphors that we see in Scripture. You see, you will eventually outgrow the nest unless you can fly. You will be a target to predators. So one of the things that when they have their young, they lay their eggs, they have to keep watch. Parents have to keep watch over the chicks as they develop to protect them. So one of the things is that you have to learn to start to fly, because if you don't, you become a target to the predators. In other words, you will become a target to the enemy, whom the scriptures tell us goes around like a roaring lion, seeking those whom he may devour. You see, to grow, you've got to allow the Word of God and the Spirit in which to do this change within us. And many people sadly resist this change, resist this growth, and they're failing to see that if they don't grow up in Christ, they're going to be a target to the enemy. You see, baby chicks, as they grow, if they don't learn to fly, and as they start to grow and mature in the nest, they will eventually start attacking one another and killing one another. So they're looking for food because they're growing. And so we begin to see the analogy, the spiritual analogy, what God has to do with us if we let him. This is why God is looking for sons in these last days, maturing and growing into sonship. You see, there are certain things that we need to understand about eagles. We're taking this, as we know, from Exodus 19. And these are all sort of metaphors that give us description what God is spiritually doing with us. For example, eagles can fly to great heights. And the same with us, that God wants us to know that we are seated with Christ in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That is really where our abode is. Although we're on the earth and we're gathering together just like we are now in this meeting, but really our spirituality, our position, our place with Christ is in the heavens. Just like those eagles that fly high, sometimes they can fly so high that you cannot visibly see them with the naked eye. Another thing about an eagle is that they fly alone. And that speaks of your relationship with Christ. There is no room for anyone else but you and the Lord. That is why the Lord said, narrow is the way, few there be that find it. And so you go through one by one. It is a personal relationship and walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. You cannot follow the Lord via your minister, your elder, or your church, or whatever. It is you and God. And it is the same with the eagle. He flies alone in the heavens. We also know that the eagle is one of the greatest hunters amongst the bird life. You watch when an eagle comes down, he can hunt for fish in the water. He can take poisonous snakes, and he's able to hold that venomous snake, and he's able with his beak to rip the head off without getting a bit from the snake. He is a superb hunter. The same with the overcomer. We are able to hunt out the powers of darkness. We should be able to discern the things of the enemy and what he's up to and what he's doing. We should have that same tenacity as that eagle has. We know that our warfare is not with flesh and blood, but against powers, principalities, dominions. Did you also know that eagles, when they mate, they pair for life? Again, That speaks of our commitment to Christ. We don't find any lovers. We don't commit spiritual adultery, which sadly a lot of Christians do or are doing. We are committed to the Lord Jesus Christ. We are married, betrothed to him, the same as the eagles. Did you know that the habitat of eagles is that they live on higher ground? They live in the clefts and the rocks or in high trees. That is their abode. That is our abode. We are seated in heavenly places with Jesus Christ. We're so earthbound at times. We're still so involved with the world and its ways and everything. They're not. An eagle is above it, where it makes it its abode. Did you know that eagles are very bold? They are very bold when they make an attack. They will not be resisted. They will find their prey. They're also powerful. We're giving all these analogies of what eagles are. An eagle also looks majestic when it's in flight. An eagle is also the royal bird. Are you beginning to get the impression we're a royal priesthood? We are a new creation. God has put those new robes of righteousness on us. We are different from the world. We stick out from the world. Did you know that an eagle, when it's seen its prey, for example, like a rabbit, and a rabbit becomes aware it's being watched, it'll go down into its burrow and hide. But an eagle is very patient and will wait sometimes over an hour because it knows it will pop out and make an appearance, and then it goes for the attack. And did you also know that when eagles are in flight, they're one of the most recognized birds in the air? Do you know why? Because they're not camouflaged like so many other birds are. They don't have to be. They are a bird on their own. They're able to ride any storm. They're able with their eyes, when they have a second layer that comes down over the eyes, they're able to fly direct into the sun and not be affected, unlike any other bird. And this is what Moses was saying here to the children of Israel. You have seen what I did to the Egyptians and how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. So the analogy of this eagle that I'm describing to you is what? To bring you to God. This is what he has made spiritually out of us. And that is how we're to fly, brothers and sisters. You see, they learn to fly by their parents. And they fly in these open spaces, always away from towns, people, cities. They go out into the open spaces, the mountainous regions and so forth. This speaks of their separation. It speaks of how they learn to fly in those environments. And it's exactly what God is doing with us. This is why he separates us unto himself. And what is our separation? Into the wilderness, away from the cities, away from the towns, away from the people, away from those influences, so that God can teach us to fly like those eagles. This is what he's doing, and we shouldn't resist him. He hasn't made a mistake, the same as he hadn't made a mistake here with the children of Israel. He's teaching us to fly very, very high, to get this discernment in these last days, to be able to warn. He's getting our light to shine. And the only way we can discern all of this is when we fly very high and we look down. We also know that the eagle has a big wings expanse, over 2 meters, some of them nearly 3, in comparison to the size of the bird itself. And all of that is so that it can ride the thermals. When it gets into flight, it just leaves its wings open and the air and the thermals just take it. Because it cannot keep flapping its wings. If it keeps flapping its wings, it runs out of energy. And so its energy is renewed, the same as the Lord renews our energy. And every time we start flapping in unbelief and fear, it takes energy from us. That is why faith is a rest. And those eagles have that rest as they fly, because they know that the air, the thermals, will take them, and so on. So we're beginning to see these wonderful metaphors, these wonderful illustrations of what the Spirit is doing for us in these last days. But note also what Moses is saying here to the children of Israel. And he says in verse 6, "You shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which you shall speak to the children of Israel." Well, sadly, they failed that. They failed their sonship. They weren't a kingdom of priests. They weren't that holy nation. They weren't a nation that were teaching the other nations to worship Yahweh, to proclaim that he is the true and living God. They forsook their sonship. They didn't want to fly like those eagles, even though they experienced it with the mighty hand of God, bringing them out of bondage, the same as you and I. What is that speaking of? It speaks that the power of God, the mighty hand of God, changed your nature, changed your heart, and put a new heart within you, and caused you to turn around. That is miraculous. The same type of work that God was doing there, delivering the children of Israel, bringing them out of bondage, delivering them from sin and idolatry. Exactly the same what God has done and is doing with us. Hallelujah. What does it say in Psalm 103? Psalm 103 and verses 4 to 5. Psalm 103 and verses 4 to 5. "Who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles." There we are. So we know that God gives a new beak every year to an eagle. And when that new beak is ready underneath, it just knocks hard against the stone, its existing beak, and it drops off, and there is a new one. Renewing our youth like the eagles. And that is what he's doing with us. And that's why we hold on in faith and trust God. And trust him that he will preserve, that he will keep us, that he will show us how to live a healthy life before him, and that he will provide for our needs in which to maintain that health. You can't maintain your health if you live on junk food, which sadly society does today. God will lead you, he will provide, he will give you the right food to renew your youth like the eagles. Because God wants to preserve and keep us, but there are laws that have to be met within our life that God has set within the body. If you violate those laws, then doors open to infirmities to enter. We should have correct sleep. We should have certain rest. We should keep our minds on the Lord and on his word, and not on fear and anxiety that can open the door into our lives, as well as eating correctly. These are just basic things that help to renew our eagles. And then there is exercise. God has given us two legs. We're able to go out or exercise and get walk, and go out into the countryside if need be, or whatever, or wherever you are. He has given us these things. These are common sense, really. And yet we don't have that today, do we? And we have a world and a society that is getting sicker and sicker as they throw out all this medication and drugs to try and alleviate and everything. And a lot of these drugs they're on, they have to take other drugs because of the side effects that they have. It's a poisonous cocktail. Thank God he's delivered us and delivering us from all of that. Why? Because he renews our youth like the eagles. This is what the deeper life teaching is about. This is the faith teaching, to set us free from all this bondage that so much of the world is in. Why is it so difficult to trust God when he continues to confirm and reconfirm through his promises to us? This is why faith comes as we hear, as we listen to the word of God. And so we're finding then, like these eagles, that flying is a new experience. And it's what we're being trained for. And the whole point is that the more you fly, the more God trains you to fly, the more you want of it. God is increasing that desire for more of God and to walk with God. See? Because you're going higher with him. And that's what it means when we are to walk in the Spirit and not in the flesh. That's what the apostle says in Romans 8, that we're not to walk in the flesh, but to walk in the Spirit. The walk in the Spirit is that experience of flying. Walking in the Spirit is a training for us. We need to understand that you start to walk in the Spirit, the same as the open door to the deeper life, and you go through and you start to go deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. That is the flying experience. Now, we all have to start somewhere. But the point is, if you've made that entry and you are beginning to walk in the Spirit and not the flesh, there is a hunger that is created within you that wants more and more of it, because you start to fly higher. You begin to experience what these spiritual wings are capable of doing. You begin to realize that these wings can fly in any storm. They won't fail you. These wings can take you to great heights where you can look down and you can have that eagle's eye to be able to discern and see what the powers of darkness are up to, for what the purpose of prayer, intercession, because we are a royal priesthood, and that is what priests do. They pray, they supplicate, they stand in the gap. They bring their prayers to the mercy seat of God. But sometimes you can only do that if you've got the discernment, if you are flying high and you are seeing what the Spirit wants you to see. Are we beginning to understand this, brothers and sisters, what the Lord is saying? This is why the Spirit is teaching us to fly now and to go higher and higher like these birds do. Their diet is always high protein. They don't eat junk food. Their diet helps them to survive. Their diet helps them to be those eagles and to fly like eagles and to keep in good health. And so we take that over to the spiritual. Our spiritual food. What is our spiritual food? It's the Word of God, the anointed Word by the Spirit to us, and not a dead letter. And God has given us the ministries in which we can flourish, we can be nurtured, we can grow under that. And isn't it sad? Some see it and some don't. Because there are some who have got the tenacity, I am going to fly as high as I can, because I know these wings that God has given me. You see, our confidence is in the Lord Jesus Christ and Him alone. We are learning that Christ in us is the hope of glory. We are learning that it's not by might, not by power, by my Spirit, says the Lord. We are learning that we are incapable of doing anything. We can only do what we do by the power of Christ in us. You see? And some see that and some don't. Some are willing to let the Holy Spirit take over completely, and some are not. They want to still be in control. This is why we're learning to fly high, brothers and sisters, as I close with this. He's made no mistake. He knows what he's doing with us. The sons of God are making themselves ready. They are getting themselves ready to meet the Lord in the air, in the clouds. Now, that's very significant, isn't it? As we're talking about, the Spirit is teaching us to fly now. And I believe the ultimate of this is so that we fly and God calls us up and we meet the Lord in the air. Isn't it wonderful, these analogies, these metaphors, how God can encourage us and just show us the work that he's doing with us and encouraging us not to make the mistake that Israel made. Let us just fly like those eagles, and let us just fly in the thermals. And stop all that flapping and resisting and using up a lot of spiritual energy. Let the Spirit of God move you and take you wherever he wills. Father, we thank you for exhorting and encouraging us tonight. Lord, you have a great love over us. And we're still learning this. But Lord, you know how to get our attention. You know how to speak to us. You know how to encourage us. And Lord, we thank you, Father, for the work that you are doing with us, both individually and corporately. This great work, and how you have shown and give the analogy of this great eagle that you have created, this royal bird, and the wonderful analogies that we can learn from this, that you're doing spiritually in our lives. Lord, help us not to resist you in any way, but just simply to yield over and allow the Holy Spirit to do that work. Father, we are confident of this because you've given us those wings in which to fly. And we desire to fly as high as we can go. And Lord, we know that we're not on our own. We know that however we fly, wherever we fly to, you are always with us and you never leave us or forsake us. So Lord, thank you for our fellowship tonight. Bless my brothers and sisters, Lord. Be with them this week. Give them those travelling mercies. Give your angels charge over them. Use them, lead them, guide them, Father. May they know their ministry, Lord, when they go out, whether to the shops or at work or wherever they will be. Lord, give them the words, the wisdom, the discernment. May they, through the light that you have placed within them, be like those royal birds, those eagles, sticking out from the rest. I thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen.
Let him in constancy follow the master.
Jesus, I'll find security.